The reading comes from Acts chapter 1, verse 1 to 11. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered round him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he had said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand there looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Let's pray together. Lord God, as we come tonight to celebrate the great news of Jesus' ascension, help us to recognize all that you are and all that you have for us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've been in home group studying Luke, I love this description of Luke. In my former book, Luke, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven. The amazing thing that Luke is able to look back, and he does that to reassure us that Jesus' mission was constant. And we see that because in verse 3, it says he appeared to them over a period of 40 days doing what? And spoke about the kingdom of God. Jesus consistently wants us to understand that the heart of his mission is his kingdom. That's why actually it's so appropriate that "Thy kingdom come" starts tonight, because it absolutely is what Jesus was all about, to bring God's kingdom to life, so that people would come into his kingdom. And as we gather to celebrate ascension, it's that reminder that there is a consistent message from Jesus, that it is about the kingdom of God. We know that because at the very start of his mission, he says this: "The time has come," Jesus said, "the kingdom of God has come near." From the beginning in Mark chapter 1 all the way to his ascension, there is this consistent focus on God's kingdom. And that's why the ascension is so important, because it reminds us that Jesus, as the ascended king, is now on his throne. The consistent message of Jesus. Secondly, there is a consistent task for God's people. So as he is about to leave them, he reminds them not to leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And then verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. If there is a consistent message about the kingdom of God, there is a consistent mission for God's people, that we are to be those who are witnesses to Jesus, not in our own strength, but in the strength of the Spirit. And that's why Jesus tells them to wait, because he knows that they will not be able to do what he wants them to do without the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the great news is that every Christian, when they come to faith in Jesus, is given the Spirit. You and I, as much as the apostles, have the Spirit in us. Well, that's nice. I can see you all now, rather than the sun. Have the Spirit in us to enable us to do the task that he's called us to. And each of us will be witnesses in different places, in different ways. And that's why God creates us uniquely and different, because he knows that he wants each of us to be part of this amazing work. So as we gather for Ascension Day, we remember there is consistent teaching of Jesus about the kingdom of God, the consistent call to be witnesses to Jesus. But we remember too the access to God's presence is open. Verse 9, after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. When Jesus ascends, it's vital we recognize that he ascends as fully human as well as fully God. He ascends so that we know that we as mere human beings have access to the very throne room of heaven. Now, I don't know what your picture is of what it's going to be like when we die or Jesus returns and we go into the throne room of heaven. My guess is it's going to be even more awesome than we can even picture. But the thought that that's what we're allowed to do is what ascension is all about. Ascension is about that reminder and that confidence that all who trust in Jesus will be with him in heaven. And the first time I grasped that Jesus ascends as a fully human being, was just sort of life-changing. That's where my confidence comes from. Just as we can be confident that he rose because he appeared to all the eyewitnesses, as Luke tells us in the earlier verses, so we can be utterly confident that we have the right to enter the throne room of heaven, not because of anything we've done, but because of our trust in Jesus and all that he has done. He is our great trailblazer. But if the ascension shows us that we have a right we can access the very throne room of heaven, it also reminds us that Jesus will return. This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Last night in one of our home groups, we got to the part in Luke where Luke encourages us, or Jesus encourages us, to live our life in the light of Jesus' return. And we ask ourselves the question, I'm not going to give any of the answers away if you're in my Wednesday home group, don't panic. We ask ourselves the question, how much do we actually live our life in the light of Jesus' return? It's a very challenging question, isn't it? How often do we think about it? Now, this morning I did think about it because it's Ascension Day and I knew what I had to do tonight. But will I tomorrow and the day after and the day after? You see, the Bible challenges us that we must live our lives understanding that Jesus will come back. And the disciples, you see, are hoping that it'll be straight away. That's why they keep looking up intently into the sky. Perhaps he'll come back immediately. But actually, we know that it wasn't immediate. But as we recognized in home group last night, the danger of that is we think, well, it won't be today or tomorrow or the next day. It hasn't been in 2,000 years, so why would it be in my lifetime? But we're encouraged to each day expect that Jesus will return and leave our light, our lives in the light of that. So this Ascension Day, will you remember that Jesus constantly talks about the kingdom of God? It is his consistent message. Will you commit yourself to the role that he wants for all his people, to be witnesses to who Jesus is? Will you rejoice that the throne room of heaven is the destination for all who trust in Jesus? And will you remember his return, and let that remembering mean that you live your life for him each and every day? Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you that you open the way to heaven for all who trust in you. Thank you that you want to build your kingdom. And thank you that you give us a place in that building work as your witnesses. Help us to live each day for you, recognizing that every day is a day when you might return. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.